This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Day. Are you eating your meat today? Well, guess what? I'm about to put you off. No, I'm not. Hopefully put you on and get you to the World Vegan Day in Melbourne, which is this Sunday. I've got the president and spokesperson of that, Mark Donadu, isn't it?
Donadu, yeah.
Sorry, I've put you on now. Donadu.
Yeah.
That's a nice little surname. Now, Mark, first of all, I want to ask you, and my listeners are going to want to know, does this dude eat meat or dairy?
Well, I haven't touched any meat for 16 years, and I've been vegan for 12.
Okay, so for 16 years you're a vegetarian? Okay, so you're still eating your cheeses and your eggs?
That's right, yeah.
And then 4 years into that you thought, you know what? I'm going to go the whole way.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the same reasons why I chose to become vegetarian in the first place were exactly the same reasons for being vegan.
Okay, so take us to 16 years ago. Why the hell did you decide to stop eating animals?
Well, you know, I started doing a lot of reading and thinking. And and then I thought of the choices that I was making in terms of the food I was eating. And I saw the impact it was having. The impact it was having on the animals that were suffering. The impact it was having on the environment. The huge resources it was taking. Up. You know, I read that it takes 50,000 litres of water to produce a kilo of beef and only 500 litres to produce a kilo of potatoes, for example, which is massive. And, you know, you need like 10 to 20 times the plant protein given to a calf to become a cow to get only 1 kilogram of animal protein. It's just so wasteful.
And, oh, my God.
You know, and the grain that we feed cattle alone can feed 8.7 billion people, more than the entire world's population. So, you know, that got me thinking. And also from a health point of view, I always used to think that you needed to eat meat to get protein and get iron and so forth, and the opposite was the case, that the people that consume a lot of animal products are the ones that are the sickest and have more heart disease and cancers and diabetes and so forth. So yeah,
Mark, that's a really interesting one, because my best friend she eats meat, but she doesn't actually enjoy the texture of meat at all. But she is so anxious and paranoid, and it could just be the Greek thing because we're all paranoid about if she doesn't eat her meat. She's not going to get her iron because, she, you know, she's quite anemic.
Yeah.
And that's a really big anxiety for most people. If I quit meat, where's my iron levels going to come from? Where am I going to get it from?
Yeah, well, a lot of that anxiety is actually unfounded. And they've actually done studies where they've compared vegans versus vegetarians, meat eaters and even fish eaters. And they found that the vegans had the best iron levels in the blood. Wow. And and the reason was that, yes, the people eating meat were consuming a lot of heme iron, but a lot of it was being dumped straight into the liver, because heme iron is a very strong oxidant. It's the opposite of an antioxidant. It's actually quite harmful. And that's why they're banning a lot of iron supplements now for pregnant mothers for that reason. But when you're consuming it from non-heme sources, which is plant sources, the body produces heme iron as required. Now, providing your intestine is fairly clean, in other words, you're creating a lot of mucus, and dairy is a big mucus former, by the way, and actually stops iron absorption. In fact, children that are iron deficient, they take them off dairy, and their iron levels can increase up to 10 times because the mucus stops the intestinal villi from absorbing the iron. The other trick is that you combine your green leafy vegetables, so that are really rich in iron, like your kale and spinach and so forth, and you put a bit of vitamin C with it, like in other words, a bit of lemon juice or some capsicum that's got a lot of vitamin C, then that increases your iron absorption by about 6 times.
So it's about combinations, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and also avoiding things. It's more to do with what you avoid. And the classic one is the Bantu in Africa consume 1/10 the dietary calcium of what we do in Australia, and they've got the strongest bones in the world because they're not consuming anything that's actually stripping out these nutrients.
Wow.
And that's what they found with dairy as well, is that, yes, it's got calcium, but it's also got lactose, which ferments into lactic acid, which draws calcium out of your bones. Same with casein, the protein. And so it's what what we're actually eating that's actually causing ill health. Just taking those things away alone will improve your health, let alone the fact that you're eating so many healthy organic vegetables, which will boost your health even further.
Another question that I'd ask is, most people would want to know, well, hold on, I can't eat anything from an animal, so I can't eat the meat, I can't eat the eggs, I can't eat that. What can I eat, you know?
Yeah, well it's interesting because in cuisine there's something like about 2,500 different ingredients, and meat and dairy and so forth, fish, it's probably maybe 20 of those. And when you remove them out, you find that most of your flavourings and so forth in meals, you know, come from the spices and so forth. And you've got so many, it's hundreds of thousands of varieties of fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds. Mm. And these days there's alternatives to everything. There's vegan ice creams, vegan yogurts, cheeses. Absolutely.
Well, you can get vegan ice cream.
You bet, yeah.
Is it creamy or tastes like water?
It tastes absolutely delicious. And there's all different varieties, you know, that like there's the one you get in the supermarket, which is the So Good, which is like a soy-based one. Yep. But then you've got the coconut-based ones, which are my favourite, you know, like the Coca-Licious and these sorts of brands.
It's all about coconut at the moment. You know what? Can you hang with me for a little? We're going to put on a song and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the vegan diet. Then we're going to talk about what's coming up on Sunday. And guess what? We've even got a prize to give away. How does that sound? Wait. You get it all here on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. It's Anastasia and Mark from the spokesman from Vegan Victoria about Vegan Day, which is coming up this Sunday. We've been having nice little interesting chats. I've been treating you like you're my therapist while we've been playing the music and saying, my God, you know, because I was saying to you earlier how, you know, my family, my parents are both Greek, and, you know, it's probably pre-war when they came from Greece, food wasn't readily available. And now I watch my mum just force feed my nephews, one's 4, one's 2, and she's just the anxious that they need to be full and need to keep eating, but she forgets about the nutrients. It's just make sure that they've been fed, they need to grow, and I'm sure a lot of grandmothers and mothers feel that way, but we've forgotten to think about what we are putting in our mouths, aren't we? And World Vegan Day is about raising awareness, really. Tell us a little bit about Vegan Day. What are we going to expect when we get there on Sunday? Tell us about the times, what we're going to see.
Yeah, well, World Vegan Day is on the 11th of November, which is this Sunday, and it starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 5 p.m. What people are going to expect is a huge amount of vegan products all in the one spot. They're going to have the biggest range of vegan food that they're ever going to experience. Right. And all of it is absolutely delicious. Everything from Chinese style to Indian style, burgers, everything, ice cream, yogurts, anything you can imagine, you'll have that in a vegan form.
And does it taste good? Because, you know, instinctively I could say, you know, the Greek in me could say, are you sure this food doesn't taste like cardboard?
This is one of the things that people are amazed with. When they try vegan food, it tastes absolutely delicious, and people can't believe that it can taste so good. And that's something that people experience on the day. And a lot of people actually become vegan on World Vegan Day, you know, because they've got no excuses left. You know, once they see the great food available, that they see the vegan cosmetics that are not tested on animals. They see the vegan shoes and clothing and belts and all that sort of stuff. And then they hear the talks, you know, the talk about the health and nutrition, they talk about...
So is there talks on the day?
Yeah, you bet. In fact, I'm speaking at 3 p.m. myself.
Fantastic.
Just over an hour. And there's other people talking about the environmental impacts of the plant-based diet. Other people talking about issues such as animal cruelty and animal suffering because of animal industries, the biggest cause of animal suffering. Then there's going to be food demos, cooking demos.
Fantastic.
There's Megan Streets, one of the famous raw food presenters is going to be there. There's Veggie Head, who have been very, very popular as well, and they're going to be there on the day.
Yeah.
We've got Phil Wallen doing a talk. He was on the ABC a while ago with the great debate, that they won, which was should meat be off the menu? He's going to be there.
Did he win that?
They certainly did, resoundingly. In fact, well, they did a straw poll at the start. 65% were in favour. After they did the debate, it was 73.
Fantastic.
So they clearly won it, and so he's going to be there as well. There's going to be just so many things on the day, that there's going to be entertainment for kids. There's speed dating as well, which is an attraction. Yep,
so you could pick up there as well.
Well, you know, there's that opportunity for people there on the day. So, yeah.
God, I'd love to have a vegan girlfriend. Okay, that's something to think about.
Well, they have, I think it's at midday, they actually have the queer speed dating.
Oh, my God, is there queer speed dating?
Yeah, there is, yeah. And that's the one that starts off, and then it's got different age groups after that as well.
Oh my God, I'm really excited. So if anyone wants to pick up and you want to like pick up quickly this speed dating, and that's going to be this Sunday, and there's queer speed dating. Hey, now listen, the other thing that I was going to ask is food for even pets.
Yeah, that's right. There's lots of pet food available as well, and all vegan. And in fact, just an interesting side note, the longest living dog in the world was a vegan dog that lived at 27 years of age, a border collie in England.
Oh, no
and
way.
Its parents or owners were giving the dog organic fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds. So you can see that even an omnivore like a dog can thrive on a vegan diet.
And you can be guaranteed, like you said, when we were playing some music before, that your pet won't get eaten there.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's a pet-friendly event.
Do you know what, though? That's fascinating. Think about it. A dog, you know, their life expectancy is 15 years. It's lived twice its age because it's had a vegan. So, look, it just proves the theory of you've got to eat meat to be healthy. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And you see, we as human beings are actually close to the herbivore. I mean, at least a dog is closer to a carnivore because it's got the big fangs and it's got jaws that move up and down. We've got jaws that move from side to side like all the herbivorous animals, like the cows and sheep and horses and so forth. We've got long digestive tracts like all of those herbivorous animals. That's why we don't go very well when we consume animal products and we get heart disease, we get cancers and diabetes and so forth that we wouldn't otherwise get.
Yeah. Now, one more question for you. Have you noticed a change in your diet, well, how you feel from not eating meat and dairy?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, when I was growing up, I had enormous health challenges. I was in and out of hospitals and I was very, very sick. And my health has improved dramatically since I became vegetarian, but then more noticeably when I became vegan. And I eliminated all the things that were causing disease and replaced them with things that were actually going to promote good health instead.
That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. I'd like to have you here all day and night with me to talk about this issue because food's a big one for me. I also want to... Can you tell us, we're actually giving away a prize throughout this show, thanks to you guys. Tell us a little bit about the prize there, Mark.
Yeah, well, the prize is given away by the Radical Grocery Store, who are also going to be there at World Vegan Day, which, by the way, is at Princess Park in Carlton this Sunday. And the Radical Grocery Store is owned by Aniki, and it's a queer-owned and run store.
Oh,
and,
that's fantastic.
And the great thing about their store, it's 100% vegan. It's all fair trade, all organic, a lot of organic. Yep. As well, and the good thing is that they're unlike the big supermarket chains, that there's nothing in there that's not ethical, and that's why I think it's really, really important to support the local stores like the Radical Grocery Store.
Oh, how wonderful! So that's a $50 voucher at the
They're going to be providing a $50 voucher, like a hamper, and I've seen some of the goodies in there, and they're absolutely delicious. I wish I could have taken that hamper myself.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
So one lucky listener will walk away with that,
and it's also a wonderful introduction to vegan food, so you can get a little taste and see that it doesn't just taste like cardboard. It tastes apparently, allegedly beautiful.
Yeah, it certainly is. And if you want to try that, they're on 6 Wilson Avenue in Brunswick, the Radical Grocery.
So, fantastic. Yeah,
recommend that you can try the mock meats and ice creams and all that sort of
wonderful
stuff.
Well, Mark, we're going to run that prize throughout the show. It's a $50 voucher. If you want to get into the draw there, you need to SMS us on 0427JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Mark, I'd like to thank you so, so much for coming in today. And you've inspired me. I've done the vegetarian thing now. I think I want to go the whole gig. I think my parents will be devastated, but it's not about them. It's about me. It's about my health.
Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, where can we find out more about World Vegan Day and just any information? Have you got a website there?
Our website is www.wvd.org.au.
Yep.
And you can also find us on Facebook as well.
Oh, fantastic. You're a legend, mate. I'm going to be talking more stuff with you later on. I can guarantee it. Right now, though, we're going to listen to some musica.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.